September 22nd. Be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. John 16, verse 33. On this day in 1776, a 21-year-old man named Nathan Hale was hanged in New York City for spying. He had been sent by George Washington to gather information on the British Army, but was caught before he completed his mission. Hanging was the prescribed sentence for the offense, and it was carried out matter-of-factly. Only one thing made the event notable: Nathan Hale's courage. Dedicated to the cause of freedom, he went to his death with one stated regret, that he had but one life to give for his country. A schoolteacher who came from a family where God was honored, he made an interesting request the night before his execution. It was that he be brought a Bible. If Hale was looking for examples of courage and hope, he could not have picked a better source than the Book of Books. Daniel, Job, Samson, David, Abraham are just a few of the men whose courageous stories spring vividly to life from its pages. If you come up against an immovable obstacle, one which calls for superhuman resources, strength beyond yourself, go to your Bible. Study it. Immerse yourself in its lessons. God's Word is a sword in the hands of a believer. It will help you defeat any foe, even death. Ennoble me, Father, when I am fearful.